Hey everybody, it's Adam from Dork Afternoon. Real quick, just want to get a couple announcements out of the way. First of all, coming up on Thursday this week, September 21st, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be doing our live recording for our patrons of a little game I'd like to call Dragonbane. So if you're interested in seeing our session one of that, we already did our session zero a few weeks ago. That should already be up on YouTube. We had a few people there live with us, and it was really awesome getting to interact with people through the chat also while we were making characters. But as I said, coming up on Thursday, our guests Willow and Steve are both going to be there with Jeremiah and Brian and I. And we're going to actually be starting off with the session one of the random adventure that I generated from the book. So if you're interested, as I said, the live version is going to be for our patrons. But if you want to check it out afterwards, it's going to be on YouTube probably an hour or less after we finish up. Along those lines, also starting this week, we're going to have free trials, 7-day free trials on our Patreon for anyone that's interested. So you can also check out our cyborg playthrough. That's probably the last episode's going up this week. And we should have some Into the Odd going up over the next few weeks also. So if you're interested in checking that out, as well as like our outtakes or pre-show, post-show banter from our Two Past Midnight show, that's all already up there on our Patreon. And we're just constantly trying to build up that content. So if you would, go there, check it out. It'll be free. You just got to sign up for a free trial. You can check it out there. And after that, if you don't want to continue to support us, that's fine. You don't have to. If you like our Two Past Midnight show, keep listening. That's great. Everyone out there, you've all been amazing. And we're just having fun playing games. So have a good day. And hopefully I'll see you all there on Thursday. Later.
Welcome to the RPG Goblin, a podcast that makes exploring TTRPGs fun and easy for you. My goal is to be the best resource for exploring and learning new TTRPGs, no matter if you're a veteran player, have only played D&D, or you're just getting into the hobby. My name is Willow, and I am the host of the RPG Goblin, and I am obsessed with TTRPGs to the point that I would talk about them so much that I drove my mom crazy, and she told me to start a podcast, so I did. On the RPG Goblin, I sit down with guests and we delve deep into TTRPGs like Pathfinder, Monster of the Week, and Wanderhome, and we do the hard work of finding the games and breaking them down for you so that all you have to do is listen to an episode and find your new favorite game. Along with exploring games, we also discuss different TTRPG topics that help you improve your own games at home. So if you want to find your new favorite game or you just want to switch up from playing D&D, then listen to the RPG Goblin wherever you find your podcasts.
Previously on Two Past Midnight.
Don't understand the point of this. You steal the hardworking people from a town to do what? What are they protecting? Who are they fighting?
It's no different than it ever was.
Yeah, the mayor and the sheriff, and they're out there trying to calm everybody down. We cannot act rashly. We have to remain calm.
Who was that in the tank?
They were taking them south. Their intent is to build a force to handle the local gangs, the marauders, as they referred to them. But they were headed south. They were heading to Cynthiana.
It's one day of walking. I'll go check it out. I've still got my press documentation. Maybe the governor will see me, give me a story.
I realize I don't think I have a marker for where you all are, actually. I don't even think I have a token for your characters, these Conus ones, do I?
No, mine, I don't have a token.
Oh, wait. Noah has a token. Natalie does not. Shit.
I'm okay with the amorphic purple person. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You're the Grimace.
See? The purple person. I'm okay with that. It doesn't bother me at all.
Now I'll add on one of the tokens.
No, you don't have to do that.
Nah, it's easy. I can do it real quick.
Really, if we end up in a firefight, we're fucked. We should probably not. Just as a rule of thumb.
I mean, sometimes there's not a choice, you know?
You can always run. until you can't. But either way, we should probably not shoot at people because they're guaranteed to shoot back at us.
Well, that isn't that why we just chit-chatted our way out of the sniper thing?
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all walked right up on the sniper, so...
Yeah, but we didn't shoot them. I didn't shoot them.
You did.
Nobody shot them.
But
threatened to.
Tried to sneak up on them, and you might have not been successful.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then that'd have been a whole other thing.
My point exactly. Like, you didn't know how successful you were yet or not.
But if they start shooting, I still could run away.
Yep, but it's my decision on when they start shooting.
Yeah, that's fair. Either way, I mean, she dies, it's fine. I make another character. But what are we talking about here? This is,
what's the score here? What's like next?
My seventh character. It's fine. Well, that one's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's why I did that one. Because it worked, right?
Weirdly, yeah. That works really well.
Yeah. Kyle, I'm going to let you pick a picture.
Obviously, it's the guy with the club.
Is it?
Yeah, just the six. The dude just hunkered with the gun.
Right. All right, so you all were headed... Wasn't it southwest you were going to go and then around the river? Wasn't that your plan, if I remember correctly?
We were following the river.
Right. So, like, out of Butler, you were going to go southwest. You're not following the road. You're following the river, is what I'm saying.
I thought we were going straight south. Where were we? Do you remember, Kyle?
Not a clue.
Okay. What direction are y'all going to go?
Yeah, I just follow the river because we're, right?
Yep.
So, we're just going to go straight south and then... We'll go south one, and then I guess southwest as far as route, if I drew it.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Where you are, right, if you actually look at the river, it walks mm-hmm. and goes in two different directions right there, right? There's a fork in the river.
The western fork.
Okay.
Was my thought process. Did we decide? Because we're going to Cynthiana.
Correct.
So if we take the western fork of the river... To go to Cynthiana, that makes more sense.
Yep. Okay, so you're going to go straight south with the road and then head across. Wait, how are you crossing the river there? Just crossing the river?
I don't know. I thought there were still roads and other shit in there because it's narrative,
maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Just because there's not roads doesn't mean there aren't roads.
That is true, but it also might be 10 kilometers between bridges.
I think we would at some point look for a bridge to go over, but not the main highway bridge, if we could prevent it.
All right, so you're going to go down. You're basically just going to follow the river. I'm fine with that. Following the river.
There's roads down along there. Because there's like Morgan. There's other cities through there.
Do they cross the river?
They do.
Okay. I'm going to say that the real life maps are relevant to this map so that we're not constantly checking Google.
For sure. I'm just.
So close that window or it's all been hit with sarin gas.
I use it to help be a little more descriptive about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Like the trestle bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Or the quarry.
Well, Adam used the quarry.
I did use the quarry. Thing. I'm just saying.
Ooh, there's a Dollar General in Falmouth.
No, there's not.
Stop by there.
No, there's not. Not in 2000. Not during the war.
Dang it. Ooh, they got regional theater.
No, they don't. That's gone too. From now on, the general rule is if you pull it off of Google, it doesn't exist.
Ooh, there's an airport.
No, there's not. That's gone too. Just a wasteland between here and there.
Oh, golf course.
Gone.
Thank God.
Obviously overgrown. Who the fuck's golfing?
I don't know, but I bet it'd be a great place to hunt deer.
An old golf course?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because the grass would have, like, started to grow up. Like,
yeah. I'd love that shit.
Oh, man. All right, so that was your plan, was to head that route. And you guys left in the afternoon, if I remember correctly? Like, daytime?
Yeah, we headed off right after breakfast, but then we ran into the sniper and stuff, so we kind of did that, which would have taken a couple hours.
Taken up that morning shift. Yeah, well, exactly. The evening shift you were, or the night shift, you were out at the quarry. The morning shift, yep. You would have rested again. The day shift was when we ran into the snipers. So, I'd say you could make one hex out of the rest of this day, is what I'm going to say.
Okay, that's fine.
So you're heading straight south?
Yep.
South and then southwest.
Gotcha. Whoever is the recon, keeping watch, roll me a recon roll.
I think that's me. That's me.
Probably.
Binoculars or no?
Yeah, binoculars. I don't know. Do you have binoculars?
I do have binoculars.
Then, yeah, binoculars.
Oh, no.
What'd you get?
I got a 3 and a 1. That's a passive, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a passive roll. Man, and you have like an amazing fucking recon too. What were the two dice you rolled, Jeremy, for that recon check?
That was an A and an A.
Oh, so a D12 and a D12?
Yeah.
And that was a 3 and a 1.
Yep. Can't all be winners.
Do you want to hear the bright side of it? You can't push it anyway, so we won't take a point of stress. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, there we go. So she's really distracted right now because she's thinking about the sniper team that was outside of the town, and she's trying to figure out what they were doing there, why they were there, who they're looking for, what are they doing there, and more importantly, who are they going to talk to when they get back? Like, where are they going back to? Are they going to Cynthiana? Are they going to Alexandria? Where is their main base?
Okay, so yeah, describe what this looks like. Y'all going down the road, Kyle?
Trying to think, picturing a little bit of banjo background music and just kind of wandering down with a little bit of music in the background, the sun beating down on us, sharing peanuts, you know, nice and happy. We're not being overly stealthy. I'm just kind of keeping an eye out as we head south.
Yeah, that the whole time Natalie seems kind of distracted. So even for her normal aloofness, she still seems kind of in her own thoughts, in her own head.
And Noah's just kind of taking everything in, looking at old buildings and anything he finds along the road stop, just kind of pauses at it. Unfortunately, pauses just a little bit at almost everything, which slows him down just a little bit.
Professor, how far do you think we should check the river? How frequent do you think? Every, mile? Half mile?
I'd say if we give it a check about every mile, the level at which we have contamination can tell us a whole bunch about exactly how polluted it is and if there's perhaps some sediment in there or something, you know. I'd say doing it every mile will give us a big, clear picture of how long the pollution lasts and how bad it gets.
Okay. Ref, is that something we can do periodically as we go?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. Like checking the river?
Yeah.
So you're following the river more than the road, is what you're
correct.
Talking about.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, as you go along the river, you can, like, check it periodically and kind of look to see if you see a source of what's causing that contamination in the water supply. Your tests keep coming up the same, you know, same kind of contaminant. The pH is off, you know. I mean, you can't test for everything, so I just assume you're kind of like, sure. It doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? And this is coming from someone who doesn't know much about testing water, so I don't know. Like, at all. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's sarin gas or fucking, you know, I don't know. Who knows what's in it? Bleach? Like, how sensitive is the kit that you're using?
The turbidity is too high.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Is it soil or is it dirt? I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I barely passed water resources.
So. Yeah, and then the curiosity is with this landscape, how much radiation is in the water supply is the other curiosity. But I don't believe I have a way to test for that necessarily with a tiny pool kit.
Probably not. You would need like a Geiger counter. Or a cat.
Or a bear.
Or a bear.
Or a bear. Here, eat this bear meat.
You just need a Judith. Be like, Judith, drink this water. And then just watch her. That's fucked up. That's so fucked up. All right, so at one point you stop and you're testing the water and all of a sudden you hear a noise of, hey, 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 and you look over and like 60 meters from you, they're pretty close when they call out for you, you see a group of civilians, just like people in civilian clothes. There's four of them. And like, hey, sorry, I noticed you were testing the water. Do you all have any food or anything? We're really hungry and just looking for to see if we can trade with anyone. We have a house over there up on the hill, and like they have their hands up, and we have a house up on the hill, and we were just trying to see if we can, you know, find anything, if anyone's willing to trade.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we're just passing through. We don't have a whole lot of supplies with us either. We're just kind of hoping to, we were kind of hoping to run across the town here soon. Do you know how close the nearest town is?
Inhabited town? I'm not sure. I mean, it's a ways away.
Yeah, shoot.
One that still has people in it. There are people that come by every once in a while. I mean, all of our supplies have been stolen recently from our supply shed. That's why we're out of food. Someone came in and just stole it. And it's probably this group that's been out and like scavenging in the area. We'd seen them and we kind of hoped they didn't find us, but I guess they must have. That's our only guess.
Yeah, where we came from, if scroungers didn't get us, the military rationed themselves and took the other portion of it. So we've been hoping to hunt and find something as we go. We just haven't had much luck with that either.
We were pushed out of there several days ago, and we've been heading south ever since.
And this is once you get that one hex to the south. This is when this happens. I forgot to move y'all.
I know. I meant what I said.
Where y'all from?
Originally? Recently?
I mean, in a way, we're all from the same place originally.
Yeah,
so I guess more, the most recent.
Fled West Virginia, heading towards Cincinnati to look for some family. Once I saw kind of the condition of that city, just kind of settled in to figure out what I wanted to do next. And then, unfortunately, circumstances have kind of pushed me out of the last few places I've tried to call home and find myself here.
I'm Tim, by the way. This is my wife, Janet.
Tim? Janet?
Yeah, Holiday. Tim Holiday.
Tim Holiday? It's been lovely to meet you. We don't really have anything to trade right now. It's been nice to meet your acquaintance, but I think we should keep on heading south.
Well, I mean, isn't there anything you can do? I mean, like I said, we're out completely of food, and I mean, there's water, but we, like, even our weapons were stolen. Anything we even had to hunt with is gone. It was all stolen. Is there anything you can spare?
Unfortunately, the water here is tainted too, so even fishing's not a grand option here. I mean, I wish I could tell you.
Are there more people in Butler then? Where you all came from?
Well, there's about 400 less in Butler, or whatever, since the military.
I don't 50 less.
Yeah, there's about 50 less in Butler as the military's taken every able-bodied person and forced them to complete in their little draft. So, I mean, they can always use a good hand there because they're running out of people to help farm. So,
you think they'd be open to guests? I mean, we'd be willing to work for whatever. And if you could give us something to, like, so that they know that you sent us, that, I mean, that might help.
They'd absolutely welcome you there. There's, I mean, again, like I said, most of the able-bodied people were just recently taken. They're hurting for some people that are willing to work. You know, tell them you ran into Nella here and that he sent on the way, and that should be enough.
Can I appraise these people? Like, do they seem legit or...
Insight check.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. In the player's manual, it says you have the choice. This is never an opposed role. You, as a player, get to choose what your character believes.
Okay.
So, that's up to you.
No, I mean, like, the character is probably more, well, I don't know. I don't know if the character's more skeptical than I am, but skepticism as to their story, are there, so like the character being smarter than me, because she is, are there things that she's recognizing that may be a tell to a falsehood that I am not grasping?
Hold on, because I'm going to read to you what it says. We get to end of this conversation once and for all.
Challenge token.
Challenge coin. Social conflict. There we go. Typically, persuasion is only used against NPCs, not PCs. When NPCs or other PCs try to talk you into something, it's up to you on how you react.
Well, I just want to know if they seem shifty.
I don't know.
All right.
How are they dressed?
In terrible clothing, like all kind of raggedy and shit.
Ages?
They're probably in their late 30s, the two of them. There were two others with them, comparable age.
Okay.
Looks like they've been mending their clothes.
Okay. If you follow the river north, just keep following the river.
Mm-hmm.
Since you already know where Butler is, right?
Yeah.
So you're a local.
Yeah, we've been through there a few times. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you head up there. You ask to talk to Snowball.
Okay. Snowball.
Who's Sounds silly? Ask to talk to Snowball.
Okay. All right. I'll ask to talk to Snowball.
And they should, and let them know you ran into...
That's the secret code.
And let them know that you ran into Noah and Natalie along the way, right?
Snowball's the secret code that they're going to get turned into food.
What was the name of the cat?
Snowball.
Snowball. Okay,
just checking. Just, that's what I thought. Okay.
It just means they're going to put them on ice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Welcome to the meat locker.
All right, well, thank you very much. We'll head up that way. We really appreciate it. We didn't realize anyone was still there.
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't be more help, you know. But I think you can find a good way there. They're good people there, so just
I mean also the road's pretty dangerous around here. Is there, would you be able to escort us back, or like, would you be able to escort us there, or... Because we have nothing, like, no way of defending ourselves other than, like, whatever sticks we might be able to pick up.
Well, I can tell you it's clear between now and there because we haven't been gone too long.
Well, it's never clear.
Yeah, it's... Well.
Stick to the woods, follow the river, and you'll be fine. I both love and loathe secret roles all at the same time.
Hold on, I'm just trying to figure something out.
Noah has put his kit and everything away, and he's kind of doing the...
I shoot him with the shotgun.
Okay.
I was just curious how their trip worked out. That's all I wanted to roll. If they head north, like, what happens? So, okay. All right. Well, all right. So they, you know, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll, I guess we'll see you back there. Are you going to be headed back that way later then, or?
We have an errand to run first, but we'll be headed back there as soon as we can.
Okay. All right. Well, well, thank you again. We'll see you there. And Tim and Janet Holiday head north.
On Holiday.
To their obviously, you know, certain demise. I'm sure they'll be just fine.
The sheriff's going to shoot them before they get to town.
All right, so it's like nighttime now. So what is your plan? Oh, someone roll me a D6.
Oi, 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 oi. Okay, still cloudy. I'll take it.
Yep, that's how that works. Still cloudy.
But we are going to try to find an abandoned house or something to take shelter in for the evening, or something that we can kind of hide and make ourselves
hidden. Is your survival... What is your survival?
A D and a B.
Okay, I got a flat A. What's your recon?
A C and a B.
That's not bad.
Yes.
That's not bad.
And then someone's going to need to keep watch.
My recon's higher, so I'll keep watch, I guess. You want to make camp and I'll keep watch?
So I will attempt to make a camp.
Mm-hmm.
One success. And now I will attempt to make it hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Two successes.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Jeremiah.
And Natalie's keeping watch with the binoculars. Two successes.
All right. So, Kyle, tell me about the camp that you made.
So we find a small kind of almost gas station along the side of the road. Just a kind of the little thing you see in movies that you pull into there. And we're able to find behind the garage kind of an extra room that you can't necessarily get into from the front of the garage, so it's very well hidden back in the back, and we're able to make camp in there, conceal the entrance to it, and we feel pretty secure kind of back behind this, so you can't see us from the storefront of it, but we're tucked in back behind in a whole separate enclosure back there. Not easy to get to, so we feel like we can kind of hunker down in there for the evening, and you wouldn't be able to see us from any roads, and we're still right off the river.
Unless they succeed at their check to notice you.
Correct.
Asterix.
Unless the holidays are following us.
Oh, God.
Jeremy, tell me what it looks like with Natalie keeping watch.
So while Noah's in the back room getting it ready and getting it set up, Natalie is kind of pacing around the garage, and she'll peek out of the garage windows every once in a while to keep track of what's going on. And she'll pace around and she'll go to the front of the store, trying to keep as well hidden into the shadows as possible. But she's trying to use light to her best advantage, but just patrolling around through as many windows as possible without skylighting herself or putting off too much flash from any of the binoculars or any of the other equipment that she has.
So give me a description of what she's doing right at a moment where she's like looking out a window or like checking out a window and around
the store.
That's
fucking terrifying. So
instead of the vague, give me a specific.
So she's walking, leaning up against the garage doors, and there's a... one panel of the garage doors is all glass, and she's kind of off to the side of the garage door, and she pulls up the binoculars and scans through them while she's looking through the windows. And she drops them back down and maybe she sees something move out of the corner of her eye, and she pulls the binoculars up to take another look. But she also knows that she can see things better out of the corner of her eye instead of looking directly at them at nighttime. So she's kind of casting her eyes to the side of objects that she's trying to see.
So she's like looking through the binoculars at one point because she thinks she sees something move in the distance. All of a sudden, it's like something black goes right in front of the binoculars, right by the garage door. And you hear footsteps outside. You hear tap, tap, tap. You can hear like a hand going along the garage door. Just like that sound of like someone just rubbing their hand along it, you know, as they walk by. And as you glance out, you can see like a large group of people, maybe, I don't know, somewhere between a dozen and 20 people, group of people just walking by. What do you do?
Did you say a dozen?
To 20. Yes, a dozen to 20, right around there.
Natalie, softly, as quietly as possible, pads back to the room where Noah's making camp.
As she does, we hear the garage door go, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. And it doesn't open, but someone was trying to lift on it.
She raises the shotgun towards the door and continues to walk backwards.
We hear bang! As what we presume was a kick on the garage door. And we see a black silhouette go across the window.
She takes a couple more steps back and pads slowly backwards on her way to talk to Noah.
You see a way in here? No, I don't see anything. Seems like it's all locked up.
Noah.
I don't think we have anything to break the door down with.
Here. Boom! 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 Like someone's kicking on a door.
Noah, there's 12 to 20 of them. If they come in here, they're going to overwhelm us. Stay quiet and get ready to run out the back door.
Okay.
You could just hear the sound of like people walking around the building. I think every once in a while you hear like footsteps and gravel.
If they get a bunch of them on the front, on the large garage door, that means there's going to be more of them coming in that door than the man door. They're going to probably try to focus all of their efforts in one location. Let's try to make sure we can get out that back door.
They don't know we're in here though, right?
They're not after us. They're after whatever's in here. But if they find us here, it's very possible they can take whatever they want. We don't know them.
I don't know. What do you got over there? Footsteps and gravel. Bang! Another kick on the garage door.
Noah's just still hunkered down there, getting to his feet enough that if he has to run, he's prepared to.
Natalie has the shotgun raised at the ready, and she's just waiting. She's covering the large garage doors with the shotgun, and she has her back to the man door. And if that door opens, you bolt out the back door and I will cover you.
Okay. I'm looking out the back door and there's a place where I've, you know, in preparation, I have some pallets there covering the back entrance there. And I'm in my head kind of figuring out where I would put my hand to kind of push out to the easiest way to get out. Just trying to, you know, we've got to make this exit. What's the best way to do it? Least amount of stress.
Here's some random murmuring outside. Can't quite make out what they're saying. You're there for some time. That's quiet. And that's still quiet.
You think they've gone? Think it's safe?
Natalie will wait a, in game terms, a stretch. She'll wait about 15 minutes for the quiet to fully settle, and then she'll go back to the windows of the garage door to see if she sees anybody.
So you go back over to the window of the garage door, kind of like peek out. You look down the road a little ways across the parking lot into the tree line. You don't see anybody moving. All of a sudden, this bird flies right up in front of the window.
Is that a common wood pigeon?
But you don't see anybody out there.
Is it a whippoorwill?
There's a pigeon. Well, not a wood pigeon, because I don't think they have common wood pigeons in Kentucky.
They have rock pigeons.
They have rock pigeons. Yeah. Rock pigeon. Doom, 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 doom.
It's an underrated song, by the way.
I just completely agree. It is the B-52's better song.
They had other songs?
Love Shack.
Oh, yeah.
There were a few others. There was the one that the one lady did with Iggy Pop that was all about like heroin addiction. That's a pretty cool song.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that Noah's going to get back to sleep very well, but he's going to try.
No, this was all like you have to make camp for this shift, and then like Jeremy's keeping watch for the shift. So by the time we go into tonight, one of you is probably going to need to sleep, and then someone's going to need to be awake.
Right.
So. But yeah, someone roll me a D6, actually, for weather, since we're going to go into nighttime.
I'll take it this time.
We'll just go back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of this time goes by while I'm waiting for you to roll.
I got a 2.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, cloudy night, -2. Okay. And you can see 5 X's.
All right. That's fun.
Yeah. So the rest of that shift goes by relatively uneventful. And what's your plan now? Y'all talk about anything while you're in there once it seems like everyone's gone?
Yeah. Noah kind of wanders up to her after things settle in. I can never get used to telling people that we can't help them survive and there's nothing we can do, but it never gets easier. Hopefully they'll find their way back to Butler and they can be some help, but I don't know. I wish there was more that we could offer people.
I know, me too. But this is, unfortunately, the world we live in now.
And the thing is, it's getting easier and easier to say, oh, I ain't got nothing, can't help you. Gotta continue on my way. But at the same time, last thing I'm going to think about before I go to sleep is them and whether they're safe.
Here's the thing, though. We have to look out for the town of Butler. There's 150 people there.
Yeah.
They're more important than those 2 people we just met.
154 people.
They made it?
We don't know they made it.
Maybe.
There's over 150 people in Butler.
By the way, this group of people, you could tell they were headed north based upon their movement that you could see outside of the windows.
The sheriff's just going to have to be able to handle that. Hopefully they don't find the town, but the 2 of us, we can't do anything about that. Even if we try to go warn the town.
It's not like we're any different or any better.
I guess. that they could have been completely normal, rational human beings, but starving people do crazy things.
Yeah, I've seen some of the worst of people. And I imagine it's going to get even worse than that. But, I mean, hey, we're not going to think about that. We're, you know, things are good. I can't wait to get south. We're gonna find a town that's going to have everything we need. We can, you know, we got this.
Butler's perfectly fine. It's just under threat.
Butler survived before we got there, and it'll survive after we take off.
That's true. That's true. But they're good people there, and...
Snowball, by the way? Really? Snowball? Ask for Snowball?
The cat.
Yeah. You're a funny one.
Who in that town doesn't know that cat? That cat gets out. Judith can't keep that cat inside.
That's very true.
All right, so we cut to whoever one of you is on watch for the night.
Natalie will take first watch in the dark because she has the better recon.
Okay.
And I will sleep.
Yeah. Recon roll?
Yep. One success.
Okay.
So just like before, Natalie is, she's going up to the large bay garage doors and she's peeking out, and she'll use the binoculars every once in a while just to try to see a little bit farther, but they're not picking up as much light as they normally would during the day.
Are you gonna eat and drink water, the two of you? Because I think some of you had stress from previous shit.
We had talked about us having rations and being given them by the mayor, but I don't know if we got a number.
I believe it was 6 days of rations.
That sounds right.
Those. Eating and drinking those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one of each of those. So now you're down to four that you got from them. Okay. So you got one success, Jeremy?
That is correct.
All right. Tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, she's looking through the bay doors, and she's casting around with... She's trying to use the binoculars to her best advantage, but they don't collect as much light at night, so they're a little hazier, but she's kind of looking to the side of objects just to catch any little bit of movement.
All right, so the night goes on, and it's pretty uneventful. So every once in a while, you go...
Of course, because there's pigeons.
Ooh, ooh. Anyway, back to this thing. Kyle.
Is it still dark?
We're heading into morning, so the sun's starting to come up. Yeah, but I would need a weather roll from someone.
Ooh, it's my turn.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Kyle.
And
damn it, Kyle.
What'd you roll, Kyle, for that weather?
I rolled a one. It's raining.
Damn it, Kyle. You get light, but you also now have rain to contend with.
Mm-hmm. It's a very similar negative, actually. Heavy rain, negative one.
Yep.
Dusk, negative one. That's a negative two. It's weird. roll recon at a negative two.
So Noah says he's going to take watch, but he's actually going to spend the period scrounging.
Oh, yeah?
His curiosity gets the best of him while he's walking through, and he spends the time scrounging instead of taking his watch.
Well, he's still going to have to roll recon either way.
Okay.
Add a negative two.
Natalie hates this.
Natalie's asleep. Natalie's
Jeremiah
asleep.
Jeremiah loves this. Natalie is
asleep. We're going to have to pause. Hold on.
Okay, so negative two. Oh, wait, he's gone. He's gone. I just thought, you know, the professor is going to play this fast and loose.
I dig it. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. He's like, there's no, what are we worried about?
Exactly. He's very aloof.
I dig it. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. Someone is going to find us. He had to go excited pee. Yeah. I think that's what happened. He got really happy about that.
I can maybe kill them. This should be amazing.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, we're screwed. Oh, God. It's the worst time to go run off. What a jerk.
Just lets us stew on this for a while.
I know, right? That's what you get for rolling the one on weather.
Well, I knew it was going to happen eventually, especially when we're going back and forth. I'm like, oh, yeah. Which one of us first?
And we've been rolling pretty low on weather.
Yeah, we've been twos and threes and ones now.
Yeah, I have not been rolling like I did last session.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, exactly.
It's like three successes, four successes, like crushing last session. This one,
Hopefully when we have to talk to these people that are going to obviously find us.
If that's the case, well, I'm asleep, so yeah. Do your best. Because your persuasion is, what do you got for persuasion?
B is B and C for command, B and C for persuasion.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really good. Alpha Bravo for persuasion, Alpha Delta for command.
Nice.
So, your command is a B and a C?
Yeah, because when I got into the college stuff, I could only put things into persuasion and command.
I guess I didn't realize command was part of the college stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going. Good God, where is he going?
No, he's got a nervous poo. He's really nervous.
Oh, there he is. Oh, no.
Really letting us sit on this, aren't you? Hmm?
Yeah, I was. I had to pee, and then my daughter got up, and I was like, all right, they can wait.
No, we can't. We're very traumatized at this point.
All right, so I have to do a passive recon roll.
Yep.
Dang it, Kyle.
God. A 2 and a 4, 0 successes.
Okay. And then a scouting roll. That should be fine. What kind of place was this you were all hanging out at again?
Yeah,
gas station,
yeah.
Good choice.
I will push my scrounging roll just because I can. 1 success. If I'm going to kill us, it's going to be worth it.
You find something incredibly valuable and get shot for it exactly. By some marauder.
You find a pack of bullets, only they're being fired at you.
Roll percentile.
Ooh. Skateboard. 75.
You can look it up in the player's manual. It's in the scavenger. I got a thing I'm trying to do.
Sorry, where is my player's manual? Children have moved everything.
Where is that? That's all the way in the back, right?
Sure.
Scrounging table. Oh, there it is. Oh,
damn. You got it.
75 is no, get the fuck out. Dude, you found a shotgun.
Did I?
So describe to me you finding a shotgun. Tell me what that looks like.
So I'm walking around and it, you know, just again, I can't. My curiosity's gotten so much of me. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I'm turning over everything, looking around, looking at brake pads and all kinds of stupid stuff. And I walk up to the register area, and of course, all the food and everything's been tossed, but I kind of walk behind the counter with a little curiosity, and no, that can't be. Sure enough, there's a shotgun under the counter where they kept one for their own security, it looks like, before everything. It's kind of clicked up underneath the countertop, and I just happened to have caught the bottom rung of it, and down there, and sure enough, shotgun.
Quick question. Is it a double-barreled or a pump action?
Pump action.
Pump shotgun. I look at it. I'm going to say it's probably loaded.
Roll me percentile.
I thought maybe I could just wish it into existence. 45.
Dude, you've been playing long enough. Nope. You know, he's not going to let you do that.
There's no ammo.
Yep. So I rack it. Look at it.
Ah, it's empty.
Pretty cool, though.
There's one round in it.
One round in it. Okay. It's got the one in. So I just kind of Elmer Fudd toss it over my shoulder. I'm all pleased with myself. And I go back to looking around to see if I have anything else.
I mean, didn't you get a shotgun from the mayor anyway?
Correct.
That's what Natalie's got. And we got 6 reloads from the mayor. So even if we could share reloads for that shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The could. 870. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So comparable. Yeah. So you could theoretically load it with that shit.
But you're about to get clubbed over the head and have someone take the shotgun from you along with everything else.
Ants, there's ants everywhere.
I mean, yeah, ants, that's the problem. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah. That's failed recon rolls. It's ants.
Wishing it into existence.
All right. So you're walking around. You find the shotgun. You're kind of walking around, checking, just looking to see if there's anything useful. You walk by a window, and a shot rings out. Oh, I'm going to roll that.
And we're going to end there.
Wouldn't be a terrible place to end.
Could we find out whether I need to make a character or not?
If you or someone you love is struggling with combat-related PTSD, please call 877-717-7873. Again, that number is 877-717-PTSD. Or you can visit online PTSDUSA.org. That's PTSD Foundation of America. If you call, you'll be immediately connected to a combat veteran who understands those experiences. And if you go to the website, they have in-person groups scattered throughout the United States. And if there isn't a peer group near you, they have online peer groups. Again, that's PTSD Foundation of America. If you're struggling, you don't have to go it alone.